Start your day, Northwest London. Third day, Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Rav Yossi David on the subject of Ya'alev Yavoi and Ritzei on Shabbos Chol HaMoed.
Could you tell us beforehand? If you remember.
Yeah,
about tonight
or
tomorrow,
hopefully
we'll remember.
Yeah, I'll start with something else tomorrow. Let's go to Todi Vashena Todi. Is that some topical theme? I just wanted to discuss with you something small before we discuss the topic he's just mentioned. Is the Inyan of the Na'anuim on Sukkos. It says it was a joke said by Ron Gvir once on Sukkos. He told a famous Rosh Hashiva that if my bank manager would see what I do on Sukkos, he would never give me a loan. He'd never meet with me again. You take Alba Minim, you go around the Bima, you start shaking, Roshana, Roshana with Alba Minim. He says it's meaningless to the Goyim. But the truth is, it's got a lot of deep meaning. But I just wanted to discuss something, a small point, which I saw. I was reading the Rosh yesterday, I was reading the Gemara and the Sugya, about the Seder Na'anuim, which we do on Sukkos. Really, in the Torah it says, Ulkachtem Lachem. And we all know the Gemara says, Mide'agbe Nafkebe. To be yoytze the mitzvah of Netilas Dalet Minim, all you have to do is just lift up the lulav for a moment. And you've yoytze the mitzvah of Lekicha. However, the Gemara, Rava, compares the inyan of the Na'anuim to Tnufa, to the mitzvah of Tnufa, which you have by certain korbonos, by most korbonos, by Bikurim, by korbonos, Shtealechem and Shavuos. In fact, there is a few instances where we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to do Tnufa. And the Gemara describes the Menachos of Samach, Aleph, and the Gemara in Sukkah as well, the Flamed Zayin would base, one of them in Chesem would base, describes the exact way to do the Na'anuim. In fact, it's not really exact because we don't do as it says in the Gemara clearly. This is what I want to discuss now, I want to have a few minutes. The Mishnah says like that, Keitzah Duoisi, yeah? So there's an issue with the Shtei Alechem and the Kif Satzeres on Shavuos. Yeah, Tosfos is going to point out why on Shavuos we have the Inyan of Tnufa and Na'anuim, why the Gemara then says the Lulav as well. What's so special about these two dates that we do Na'anuim? We do special lifting up and waving around, which we don't do by other mitzvahs. So why is this Dafka here? We'll soon touch on that point. But the Mishnah said, Keitzah Duoisi, you put the Shtei Alechem on top of the Shnei Kvasim, it's not easy, it's not light. You lift it up. Well, I don't know how to do tnufa to the levim. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, "Meniach shtei yadav lemata, moilich umeivi male umoirit, moilich umeivi male umoirit." I think we do a little bit too much based on these words. Yeah. All you have to do is push out, push in, lift up, bring down. That's all. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Asher Hunaf, Asher Huram. There's a double expression, and we understand that Tnufa involves two movements, two major movements here. So the Gemara says, yeah, so we learn this is a binyan av to all Tnufas. Yeah, whenever you have a Tnufa, this is the way you should do it. Yeah? So the Gemara says, Omar Rochi Avarav, Omar Rabbi Echel, Moilich Umevi Lemisha Rucho Yishaloi, Malu Umori Lemisha Shamayim Va'al Yishaloi. Okay, you have to have some kavonos at the time you do the Na'anuim at the Lulav, yeah? The Gemara actually brings quite clear what you should have in mind. So says Rochi Avarav and Rabbi Echel, Moilich Umevi Lemisha Rucho Yishaloi. Yeah, Kosh Baruch Hu is all around. There used to be a song, I won't sing it now, but you all know there's a song which involves the Kosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Lemisha Rucho Yishaloi, he's everywhere, Melech Ha'aretz Kevoido, Malu Moi Lemisha Shamayim Ba'aretz, yeah, heaven and earth belongs to Hashem, and therefore, we somehow take this Arba Minim, it's got to do with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, because Shmuel says, you want me to give you brocha on something you're being judged then, yeah, bring me a little bit of that. So Gemara talks about Nisuch HaMayim, that's what it did Nisuch HaMayim in the Beis HaMikdash, because we are being judged on waters. But really, these things grow also, need a lot of water. Yeah? The willow, the rover, the hadas, there's different kinds of trees that rely on water, and therefore we are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bring a little bit of that, even though the Gemara didn't explicitly talk about the Dalin Minim, we just talked about Nisal Chamayim. By the way, what's a big simcha of Simchas Vesu Shoeva that you're so, the Ruach HaKodesh, Yoina got Ruach HaKodesh then. What was so special of Simchas Vesu Shoeva seems to be that when they did Nisuch HaMayim, they caused unity between the heavenly water and the earthly water. The Midrash says that the second day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdil b'mayim l'mayim. It's a big first machloikas in creation. So when there's unity, there's room for Ruach HaKodesh, room for Shalom, room for a lot of good brachas. That's the simcha. Brings simcha to people. Yeah. So the Gemara then goes on. Bemarova Masno brings a Yerushalmi. The Talmud Bavli brings it in Eretz Yisrael. They used to say as follows: Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva, Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Chanina, Moilich Umevi Kedel Laatzor Ruchos Rois Malu Moilich Kedel Laatzor Tlalim Raim. The reason why we shake Moilich Umevi seems to be it's only Moilich Umevi. We haven't changed the movement. Moilich Umevi Malu Moirit. It's to stop bad winds, Martin and I saw a few days ago, to stop these bad winds, which are harder. And also, Malo Mari Kedar says there's sometimes rain or dew which is not productive. We want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to make sure that we get only good. And therefore, you should do that. Amar Rabbi Yossi Baravavi, Zoy Sumer Shire Mitzvah, Machmir Tapuron. See the mile of even Shire Mitzvah. It's not even the Ikka Mitzvah. Yeah, I know there's a whole question of halacha, but even ask Yosef how to make the brocha. So some achronim say that if you haven't done the nanuim, you can still make the brocha because even ask Yosef the shir mitzvah. But shir mitzvah, it's not such an important thing. You eat the mitzvah just by lifting up. But see how shir mitzvah merkiv poronis. Can you imagine how much every mitzvah we do stops tragic things from happening? And we need it. Kol shikel mitzvahs. Then the Gemara. Hatnufa shir mitzvah v'tzeis rucho israelis v'talilim raim. Amar Rabba v'chen lulav. Same process you should do for the lulav. There's something very strange that Rashi on the spot says moilichu mevi. Rashi, when he talks about the second explanation in the Gemara, when he talks about stopping the bad winds, so Rashi says letzofon v'dorim umizrach umarav. The Gemara doesn't say all these sides. The Gemara just says, Moilichu Mevi. That's all the Gemara says. And you can say, Moilichu Mevi, you include all the Ruch. That means to say, they're saying, you get into directions towards you, to these sides, everything is inclusive. But Rashi here goes and counts, soften everyone. By the way, you should know, I don't know, maybe the Ashkenazim don't do that, but the Sfaradim actually turn around, full swing. You turn around with a lulav. You don't just.
Some do here.
But some Chassidim do it as well. Darizal. Seems to be Darizal. It's got no real source. Because most Rishonim, in fact, all Rishonim, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, it's all mashma from them, that noite, you twist the lulav a little bit. Even the Vesyasev gets a bit stuck with this idea of twisting because it's not Derech Gidula. He says his father used to be very makri to keep the lulav Derech Gidula. Maybe that's the idea why we turn around, not to have to point to any and keep it on this upright Derech Gidula. No, it's a shitim oimdim. We have to do the gidula, do it the proper way.
Huh?
No, so now, but it's just a minute, just before we continue. So Rashi brings the exact direction. From Rashi, it's mashma like the Rizal a little bit. Sofim, Dorim, you're moilichu meivi to all these directions. Because otherwise you can't do moilichu meivi whilst you're facing the back tomorrow. You have to go back. The order, anyway. So why is Rashi? The Kapos Tamarim says something very interesting. He says this is the nafkamina between the two Pshatim and the Gemara. If the reason is Lemisha Rucha, this is Kapos Tamarim, and Maram ben Chaviv, who lived about 250 years ago, he writes that the reason why Rashi only comments now in the Pshat of Latsa Rucha is right, because he said, according to the first Pshat, Lemisha Rucha Shaloi, because Baruch is everywhere. Not like that. So it's just enough. You don't moilichu meivi. That's it. The way the Gemara says. But then Rashi says, if you want to stop bad winds, and you want to make sure things go properly, there's a wind come from Tzfoinis, Marovis, Dorim. There's different winds come different direction. So here says Rashi, you have to properly do it to four times. Yeah, to each one of the directions. Interesting. There's a Yalkut Shimoni, which everybody knows is Yalkut Shimoni. It's a very famous Yalkut Shimoni. Yeah. The Yalkut Shemori brings the Midrash Omar Rav Avi Moshe Leshnaim Shenichnas Etzel Adayan. Why we shake lulav? Why we shake lulav? We walk around with big long lulovim and a soigim. So the Midrash says, Shnaim Nichnas Etzel Adayan. Velet Anu Yoidim. Seems to be two people come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judgment. I thought each individual comes Kibnei Morin. We come alone. No, it seems to be we've got a din with someone else, a Yom Kippur. Yeah? Maybe it takes us a little bit to the story of the Soil Azazel. There's someone there, we've got critics who come with us together, a din, and they're having a row with us, and we have to go to the Dayan to sort it out. So the Midrash says, Moshe l'shnayim shenichnesu etzel ha-Dayan, v'leis anon yoidim, we don't know who is the winner. Elaman de nosiv bain, which is a kafet, the lulut, the weapons you take in your hands, and the other we should eat. The Gemara says something very interesting in Menachos, and the Gemara in Sukkah as well. There used to be one of the Amoraim used to say, Amar Avachu Bar Yaakov, Mamtileu, Maisileu, Machvei Hachi, Ve'omar Giru Be'ini Sitna. Used to take the lulav and used to say, this is like, you know, poke in between the eyes, in the eyes of the Satan. Then the Gemara says, it's not advisable to talk like that. But it seems to be the direct connection between the lulav to poking the satan. And this is what the Midrash is saying here. The Midrash is saying, we do have, on Yom Kippur we have critics. We call the satan, he's always mekatrik. The whole time he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, they're standing before Yom Kippur, they're fasting. They're in a system. It's not that they're really like that. Give them a couple of days. Let them go out. You know, I always say, we read Mafti Yoyna on Yom Kippur. Yeah? We get swallowed, every year gets swallowed into a shul on Yom Kippur. You get swallowed into the fish of it. Question is what you do when his fish spits you out, Moitzi Yom Kippur. So the Satan is standing then, Tana Kosh Baruch Hu, he give them a few days and you'll see who these people really are. Kama Kosh Baruch Hu says, you'll see as well. I'll give them a mitzvah and see how they'll fulfill it. So they take the lulav and nestling in the Shakosh Kosh Baruch Hu. We're clinging on to mitzvahs, even a few days after Yom Kippur, and see how excited we are to do it. And how we do it is Gira Be'ina Sitna. That's what the Amor used to say, you know, this, and that's the Shnaim Sheyotze Ledin. We've got an issue with the Satan. Now we're coming and showing them how exactly we're clinging on to mitzvahs and what the Satan tried to criticize against us. It's nonsense, yeah? It's absolute very material. I just wanted by the Nanuim, there's an interesting Balaitu, in how many times you should do the Nanuim. Tosfos clearly says that the reason why we do Tnufa in these mitzvahs of Shtei Alechem, Kivsei Atzeret, yeah, and Lulav, what's the connection? He says, you know, it's poshut. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, on Shavuos we're being judged on Peres Seila. So it's a Yom Adin. So therefore we have to put Tnufa to make things happen. Our little maizim in this world make things happen. It's a time where we have to do things to make things happen. Same thing is by lulav. We've been judged on waters, and therefore there's an Indian of doing tnufa also. Obviously it's not mitzvah d'oraisa again, because the pasuk says, ulkachtim lachem. But the Indian of doing tnufa and all that appears also by lulav, based on midrabon, on the shir mitzvah, which we just discussed. This is Balaitu. About how many times he said, you just do Moilechu Mevi, you don't do three times. He ignores the Talmud Yerushalmi. And he writes an interesting Loshon, I'll to share it with you. It's this, yeah, it brings you the Talmud Yerushalmi, which that's where we get the three times. Some do shake three times as the moving Moilechu Mevi, some do go three times, yeah, but the three times appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So the Balaita writes, yeah, Balaita kosa keva de ninua de rabbonon lekula amrinon lechuma lo amrinon. Let's be lenient. The Gemara says moilechu maybe. Let's finish it at that. It's only a minhag. It's only a de rabbonon. Or it kosa minhag avasesh moilechu maybe mali moiri bilvad. Umoilechu maybe mishidale drucha sheloi amoish. Ba'ilam lo inagu ken. So he writes like that. Va'moishel v'shtayim, moishel v'dalad, va'moilech letzofon v'ledorom, says the Balaitu. Whoever does more than that, he goes not only Mizrach Marav, he goes tzofon dorom, and he messes around. He says, das chitzoynihu. It's a bit questionable you shouldn't do it. The Rosh didn't like that. The Rosh of Ha'ilum lo inagu ken, ela moilichim ledalit ruchois u'minhag kosher hu. Ha'ktzor yamineinu milhoidus shedalit ruchos ha'ilum shelo yiminig achach itzoynehu. Says the Rosh against the Balaitu, on the contrary, one who doesn't do that, he's a chitzoini. He belongs to people outside. Are we stinging out on what we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dalet Ruchos are his? Or only do we stop it only with just backwards and forwards? Seems to be the issue was about creating an Avodah Zorah. I don't know if you ever heard of Kirshema. Some people go like this to all directions. Mishnah Berurah brings some people are makpid not to go like this and like that because you're creating a cross, yeah, on your movements. So the Rosh brings this and he writes, "Val Risha in Shehiniken, the reason why the Balaitu was against it, Oyoniloi, Shamoilichu maybe le Dalet Ruchois, Nira Koise Shtiva Erev." So if you're doing a cross, and that's why the Balaitu objected and said it's Chitzoin. And he says the Rosh, "I don't agree to him." Boom, forget. Yeah? Says Rosh, on the contrary, if you do two, he's only doing four because moilich moivim malu mari. That's more for shtiva erev. He says if you go moilich maybe like that and up and that, you got six, not four ktsovas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. According to the Balaitu, you're doing 1, 2, 3, 4, and Avodah Zorah has four corners. So therefore, they're accusing each other on how Shiva is, how effective. I was shocked when I saw it. I was reading Rosh and saying, this is something that's been discussed in the Achroni, whether you should go like this.
Where did
Balaitu
live?
Balaitu, I guess in a Christian country.
Okay,
that's what I don't know. It must have been, yeah, the problem. Yeah. Huh?
It wasn't Sephardi.
He may have been, but Spain was ruled by the Christians far before the Muslims got hold of, yeah? No? So,
the Muslims were there first,
and then the Christians came, but they were around. Okay.
The reason for the Rieselsness starts with right and left.
Yeah, these with Chassoy.
Forward and then up, so you still have Chesed.
That's the spheres. Yeah, it's got to do with Chesed.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but it doesn't synchronize with the
with the Christ.
So
maybe what we do, that we actually turn around and we shake to each one of the directions, maybe a better. We're not going in one. Yeah? Maybe. We turn around to each side where we shake.
Which order?
Right, left.
Dorim, Tzofen, Mizrach, Lemala, Lemata, Marov.
Not like that.
Yeah, Yesod in the Malchus at the back. So it's spheres.
He just like to live in Provence.
In Provence. Yeah. It's Christian in Europe.
Same,
yeah. Yeah, it's Christian. You can see the stuff. And the Rosh ran away to Spain. Maybe the Muslims were ruling then. But he was quite fully aware of what's going on with the Shtiva Erev. Yeah, very good. No, that is bewusst. It's a known thing. It's not so interesting. Very good. Shkair. So that's about the Na'anuim. Really, there's a lot of details in the Na'anuim. When do if to do Kiskus, not to do Kiskus. Yeah, when you look at Lulav, you know there's a difference between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. We don't do any Kiskus. We don't shake the top of the Lulav at all. Yeah, so we don't have a problem taking a Lulav, which is a little bit open in the middle. Yeah, even though the Ran says, if it's the Ran says it should be makpid even aleihem tzoi, it's called the tiyomim. The sources should be stuck together, and then there's a question of how far it can be broken. But the idea is that if you take something which is a little bit open during the kiskusim, it will open totally, so we don't have the problem. So we can take that, so we can, because we shake slowly, yeah, as long as the majority of it is closed. So it's a big discussion about when to do exactly how to do the Na'anuim. And each one follows his minhagim. I just said I'll touch on this point. This, so the subject that you really wanted to touch on is the last few minutes, is what happens if someone mistakenly this Shabbos, something more topical, we've got to do with Shabbos Chol HaMoed. We have to mention a big benching. We have to mention Yale V'Yovei, and we have to mention also Retzeh. We're particular in the order. There's a rule: Todi V'Sheni Todi, Todi Koydim. So we have to do Retzeh first, and then Yale V'Yovei. But we how do you say, the Hergel Oisah Shaleh. We are used to saying Yalei Viyovah all through the week of Sukkot. We come to Shabbos and we start saying Yalei Viyovah. What happens if someone says Yalei Viyovah first? And then he says, realize he didn't say Ritzeh. So, obviously, he's still got a chance to make up for it. He can say Ritzeh. Shaila is, should he repeat a second time Yalei Viyovah to be Mekayim, the Indian of Todir B'Shein or Todir? Todir Koidim. Okay, so let me reveal to you something very interesting. There's a Ramah in Taf Resh Pei Dalet in Chas Chanukah. The Ramah says you have to take out two Sifrei Torah Shchodesh Tevis. Yeah, you take two. One you read Parsha Shchodesh. And one you read Chanukah, which is a Nosse. And the Baal Koire wasn't aware, wasn't fully conscious, and he made a brocha, the one who was called up made the brocha, and he started reading Chanukah.
It's Yochid and Rabin.
Huh?
It's Yochid and Rabin. It's two different things.
Who's this?
That's when he lines. This is for the public.
It's no, right. and therefore,
so,
no.
So that's already, you're making a machor, that's what it is, which is wrong. Here, it's between you and the Rebbe Shalom.
You mean there's room for mistakes?
That's right.
Yeah, but the public has no room for, no mercy, no rachmonis.
No, Rabbim shows this is what it is.
That's why people shout at the Baal Koire and embarrass him when he makes a mistake.
Anyway,
so the Ramal says, you should stop. It's an Abu Dharam, really. The Abu Dharam and Simon Kuf Mem, the Beis Yisrael brings Simon Kuf Mem, means Abu Dharam, that was the incident, one of the Rishonim, and he stopped the Baal Koir. Now the question there is, should he make a new broch or not? Because there's a famous Machlokes Simon Kuf Mem, if you show the wrong page, yeah, do you say, I've got to say, by the way, someone asked me last night, he made the broch Elisha Basuka while the Sukkah roof was closed. So he went quickly and opened it. Should he make a new broch or shouldn't make a new broch? Huh? So there's machlokes rishonim, and it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, it's 2 days. Yesh v'yesh. What should a person do if he showed the one who got an aliyah the wrong place? Should he make a new broch or not? So some say, wait a minute, you've got a Sefer Torah in front of you. You're making broch of the whole of the Torah. Not anything specific, no. So you didn't get there. You go, look it up. So broch is on the whole. You say, no, Mapitom, it's like you're holding a fruit in your hand, and it falls off your hand. And it's Machlokes is showing him, so Abu Dharam, they discuss that. That's where the subject comes up. It was a Shchodesh Tevis, which fell on Chanukah, obviously falls on Chanukah, and he raised out the wrong reading. So the Ramah says you should go to, and he refers you to Simon Kuf Mem to know whether to make a new bracha or not. That means the Ramah is holding the Todi Vesheni Todi is even if you've started reading, you should stop wherever you are and read. What happens if you've already read? Should you read again? That the Ramah doesn't discuss, interestingly enough. The Taz disagrees with all of this, and the Taz says, Ma pitom, the Inyav Todi Vesheni Todi is only an advantage, it's something good, it's something important, but it's not something which you have to now stop and get into an issue. But it seems to be from both these opinion, if you don't have the issue of Brocha Levatola and you're able to do it in the right order, then why shouldn't you do it? The whole issue there is you might be making a Brocha Levatola, you might be creating a situation of a Sofik where you have to make a new Brocha or not. But had you not had that problem, seemingly, and you can rectify it and do it in the order of Todi Vishenei Todi, you should do it. There's a Sefer called Machane Chaim. It was written by Rav Chaim Sofer. He lived about 150 years ago. He's got a long tshuva on a kohen which walked into shul just before he started duchening. And they told him, go up. I went to Moshe, quickly go up. And he gets to the duchen. He obviously, let's say, gets up. And he realizes that he's got a question. What happens if it's after the bracha? He hasn't read Kriya Shema yet. It's happening in the next minyan. He came late. So what should he do? So he's got a long tshuva there. The end of Todi.
And the Zman's about to expire.
No, Zman's about to expire.
Nothing
to do with Zman. He's got plenty of time.
So what's Shabbat?
Todi. But you should interrupt. But he seems to be saying that if he started making the bracha, yeah, then you shouldn't cause a bracha levatola chalila and do todi v'sheno todi d'shema. He says you should just continue with duchening. Yeah, seems to be from what he's saying. Yeah, if you did make the bracha, then there's room to say that you should say Kriya Shema first. Yeah, but it's a long tshuva day. Discusses all the rules of todi v'sheno todi with ish. It's quite a long tshuva there. However, he mentioned a good point. What about Brocha Levatola? What about Shem Shamayim Levatola? Here there's no Brocha Levatola, but the problem is you're saying, Yalev Yobu, you say, Lokeinu Velokeh. Yeah, but the Beis Yosef and Simon Kuf Nun Dalet, it says that people are entitled to say with the Shema Yisrael Sfadim, it's very dumb. Yeah? That, I think in Yom Noroi Ben Ashkenazi as well, that we read together with the Shlich Tzibur, the whole of the Chazor Sashatz. People tend to... Join along. The Beis Yosef says you can do that. As long as you're not doing the brochas at the end, you can do it. And there you've got a lot of Elokeinu, 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 you've got a lot of this. By us, it's not. You help the chazan start, you give him time to breathe. So everyone says Elokeinu, 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 to say it properly. Yeah? So the Beis Yosef says there's no problem with that. So it seems to be when it's Veloshon, Bakoshon, Tachanunim, Elokeinu, it's not a brocha, there's no issue of. So therefore, lechoyera, when it comes to Yalevi Yovei, yeah, you know the famous Ramo. There's a Ramo. The Ramo writes in Ilchas Yalevi Yovei benching. He writes, if someone forgot to say Yalevi Yovei Shchoidish, don't go back. But should you say it in a Rachaman? Yeah, just add on Yalevi Yovei there. Make some kind of a nusach with a Rachaman and add on Yalevi Yovei, like you say other Rachamans that again and Moedim Achirim and Gedyon Tzvigim Shikulay. So Ramo says maybe you should do that. Then the Ramo concludes saying, it's Shem Shamayim, oh, it's got Shem Shamayim Levatola, so maybe you shouldn't. So Ramo is actually worried about the Elokein, like he's saying. When Magen Avraham says, Ma pitom, it's Dech Tfila, Dech Bakosha, Dech Tachanunim. There's no problem at all. There shouldn't be a problem. But here we've got a reason why to say it in order to be Mekayim the Todi Veshenu Todi. So there might be a strong room to say that we should go back and say Yalev Yovei again in order to do the Todi V'Sheinoi Todi. This tshuva, you'll find it in length in Rav Pe'alim, the Ben Yishchai had his doubt, and he went into it. Not such a long tshuva. And you can have a look at it. Rav Pe'alim, Chalek Bey, Simon Yudalev, I think. It wasn't me. I just concluded something on Hashanah Rabbah. Yeah? We come to Hashanah, usually we don't have time until we land on Hashanah Rabbah, the importance of Hashanah Rabbah. It's a beautiful Mate Moshe, which brings a midrash on the union of Hashanah Rabbah, which I thought I'll share with you. Yom HaKosh Baruch Hu L'Avom, Ani Yochid V'Ata Yochid, Eten Lebincha Yom HaMiyuchad L'Chapeh B'Avoinosim. It's interesting. I don't know how by the Ashkenazi world, but by the Chassidish world it's more. Hashanah Rabbah is more of a... Even the Ramo is the one who introduced this whole idea. It's not brought in the Gemara. Yeah, all we have in the Gemara is Makif the Mizbeach 7 times, and it seems to be that that was the main focus of the Bechag Nidoinim al Amayim. But you don't find anything about being a special Yom Kippur, especially Yom Adin. The Ramo writes to wear Kittel and to wear. So it's the Arizal endorsed it, it's based on the Zohar as well. It seems to be that Hashanah Rabbah is a great, great evening. Actually, we finish the Shivim Purim, which was sacrificed connected to Umos HaElam. So it seems to be our winning over Umos HaElam is on the last day. So it says in the Midrash, and I saw the Mate Moshe, they reprinted it a long time ago, and they wrote notes at the bottom, and they couldn't find this Midrash anyway. So if anyone can help finding the Midrash, it will be a good thing. I looked for it, I couldn't find it. It says like that, Omar HaKosh Baruch Hu L'Avom, Ani Yochid, V'Ata Yochid. Eten Lebin Choyoyim HaMiyuchad L'Chapeh B'Vezeh Hoshana Rabbah. Yes, I'm saying Shan Nun Aleph, 51 days from Shchodesh Elul. Shan or Rabba, Pirush Shmi Eheye. Eheye is Gimatria 21 of Tishrei. Eheye Asher Eheye, which Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, tell me what Asher Eheye. Tell them Eheye Asher Eheye. Yeah, that Shem is 21, and you revealed me 21st generation to Bria Sa'ilam, and therefore I'm going to give your children the 21st day of Tishrei as a day of Kapara. Rav Asher Weiss asked, it's quite confusing. Rosh Hashanah, we take it seriously. Yom Kippur, we're fasting and this. But you're telling me now, Hashanah Rabba is Zman Simcha Seinu. How does Simcha go along with Yom Adin? Huh? I think here we've got a chance to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even at times of Simcha, yeah, it's Gilu Biroda. There's such a concept is, when you're in the palace of the king, you've got joy, you've got some internal happiness, you've got real Simcha, you feel confident. However, you're afraid of making the wrong movement. Yeah, so Pachad and Reoda is to make the wrong movement. But the Simcha is we are at the right place at the right time. And I think Hashanah Rabbah gives us that description quite clearly. Yeah, even though it's Zman Simcha Seinu, but we know we have given a third opportunity now to be able to rectify anything. Yeah, we won't go into what exactly happens on Hashanah Rabbah, but it's Choysam Pnimi, Choysam Chitzaini. There's still different seals to this. And the Zohar, from the Zohar seems to be Bichlal it's in Shmini Atzeres. Yeah, that's when the actual, but they want to say the seal is there, but just the Shlichim haven't taken it out, away to Shmini Atzeres. But whatever it is, it's a time, even though it's a time of Simcha, it's a time of Simcha, it's because we are in the feeling that we are close to the Shechina and this, but when you're close to someone important, you're someone close to the Shechina, close to the Shechina, there's a concept of fear to do the wrong movement. That's the pachad which we must have on this day. But we must feel confident that if we do the right move, we have to have that internal simcha, that if we do the right move, we'll hit the right thing and we'll get the Kosh Baruch, who will give us a good, healthy year. B'zor Hashem, the Kosh Baruch, Yisrach, Yifur Shleima, to the organizer, Yosef David.
Yosef Dov.
Ben Chaya. He does so much for the Torah way, and he did so much. And Kosh Baruch should give him koyach, zchus harabim, to me, boy. And he's still doing, yeah, he's still doing. He's still doing. No, he didn't disturb me this. Someone else is still doing. So, we should have a good Yom Tov. We should have a good Yom Tov.
What's the subject? Was it Sukkah's topic? What?
Tzel Sukkah.
Habochi Yossi Schnitzer on the subject of Tzel Sukkah. Tzel Schach.
We'd like to speak about the sugya of Tzel today, and Refor Shleim as Yosef Tov and Chayla. So the sugya starts off as follows. Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Sukkah gives the following halacha. It says about Sukkah, Shechamosu Meruba Mitzilosu Psula. You have a Sukkah which has more sun than shade, it's possible. The implication of this Mishnah is that if you would have a sukkah which is 50% sun and 50% shade, then it would taka be kosher. The Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph says the reverse. If you have a sukkah which has more shade than sun, then it's taka kosher. The implication of that would be that if the sukkah has 50% sun and 50% shade, then it would be possible. So lechora, this would come out as stira. The Mishnah Daf Beis, the implication was if it's 50-50, then it's going to be kosher. The Mishnah Daf Chaf Beis is mashma that if it's 50-50, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara Daf Chaf Beis on the base asks this very question. And the Gemara gives this very cryptic answer, kan mil malo, kan mil mato, that there's a distinction. One's referring to above, on top of the sukkah, and one's referring to below, on the ground. Now Rashi explains these very cryptic words with the following explanation. That when above, what does above mean? Above means in the schach. That if on top of the sukkah, there's a requirement that you need to have roiv schach, and the gaps need to be a miut. The sukkah is only kosher if you have roiv schach and a miut of tzil, a miut of aver. However, when it comes to the ground, then if it's 50% schach, it's 50% shade. And 50% sun, then it's kosher. This is based on the concept that when you have sun which comes through gaps, the sun increases in quantity, and therefore, if you have roiv schach on top, on the ground, it's going to be 50-50. So, what would come out from this Gemara, the Chora, is that the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, which said that if you have more sun than shade, it's possible. And we said the implication is that if it would be 50-50, it's kosher. That Mishnah has to be referring to the ground, the Firashi. It has to be referring to on the ground, it needs to be 50-50 in order to be kosher. Masha'in Kain, the Mishnah of Daf Chaf Beis, which said that the Sukkah is only kosher if you have roiv tzel, that has to be referring to the Schach on top. That is the way Rashi understands the Gemara on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara has an addition over here. Rav Papa says that that's when people, that this Metzius is explained by the following saying that people say, which Rashi explains, a small coin gap on top is going to have a much bigger gap on the bottom because the sun increases. And therefore, if you have on top, roiv, on the bottom, it's going to end up at 50-50. That is the pshat that Rashi gives in the Gemara Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Now, with this hakdama, we have the following question. When we look at Rashi on the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi comments on the Mishnah's case where you have Chamosa Marub Mitzilosa says the Mishnah Pasul. Rashi says the following thing: Hamut Botel Beroiv. The reason why the Sukkah is Pasul is because the Miut is Botel Beroiv. The Miut of shade is bottled to the roiv sun. Vahari Ukamisha Einon, it's as if there's no tzel whatsoever. And then he says the following very perplexing words: Vashem Aschach Kori Sukkah. The Sukkah is called a Sukkah because of the Schach. Now, Lechera, based on what we've said, the whole Akdoma that we've given until now, Lechera, it is very shver. Because we said that this Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, which says that a Sukkah is possible if you have more sun than shade, and the implication was, if it's 50-50, then it's going to be kosher. So we said that's referring to the amount of sun and shade on the ground. So therefore, when Rashi says these words at the end, V'ashem ha'schach kori sukkah, that the sukkah is called a sukkah because of the schach, it's very, very difficult to understand. Why is Rashi now talking about the schach? Rashi should be talking about the shade on the ground. So when he says, amir bota baroiv, I understand that the mere shade on the ground is bota baroiv. But what's the addition that he's giving over here, V'ashem ha'schach kori sukkah? It's called a sukkah because of the schach. Lachera, we're talking here about the ground. That is question number one. Before we get to question number two, we have to give the following hakdama. The Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph talks about a different situation. If you have a sukkah which has strips of schach kosher and schach pasul in equal amounts, says the Mishnah, it's kosher. Asks the Gemara, Leima tavet yuftet Rav Huna Bereid Rishua. This Mishnah is a question on Rav Huna Bereid Rishua, who is of the opinion of the Etmar, Paretz Ko'imed, Rav Papa Oma Muta, Rav Huna Bereid Rishua Oma Osir. So we have to explain this Machlokes. The Gemara in Erevin brings down a Machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bereid Rishua about a Mechitza, Klape Erevin. You have a wall which has strips of wall and strips of gap in equal amounts, which is the Gemara gives the name Paretz Ka'imed. Its gaps are like the amount of wall. And the Gemara speaks out, there's a machlokes. Rav Papa holds that if it's exact in 50% of wall, 50% gap, Rav Papa says it's kosher. Rav Huna Bereid Rishua said that's not enough. You need to have Oimed Meruba. You need to have more wall than gaps. So the Gemara, when it comes to this Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, when you have schach on your sukkah, which is exactly 50% schach kosher, 50% schach pasul, the Gemara understands that this is the exact same materials as Paretz Ka'imed by a mechitza. Mechitza which has wall and gap, that the schach pasul is considered paretz. And the Gemara asks, since the Mishnah said, when you have 50% schach kosher, 50% schach pasul, the Mishnah says it's kosher, so the implication is that Paretz Ka'imed is muta. That would be going with Shittas Rav Papa, who holds Paretz Ka'imed is muta. But that's very shver on Rav Huna Bereid Rishua, who says you need to have Oimed Meruba. So we see this concept of Paretz Ka'imed comes down also by Schach, even though you might not put the two together, but the Gemara puts these two together. Paretz Ka'imed is put together with Schach Kosher and Schach Basel. The Gemara gives an answer, we're not going to go into that at the moment. But based on this Gemara, We're going to come out Shveh again on Shittas Rashi in the Gemara on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, which we spoke out already. The Gemara over here, when it answered Kamal Malo Kamal Mato, we said that the Gemara added on a member from Rav Papa himself. Rav Papa said, which means that the Gemara Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, which says Kamal Malo Kamal Mato, that on top of your sukkah you need to have Umeid Meruba, you need to have more schach than gaps. And on the bottom, on the floor, 50-50, tzel and chama is kosher, is also going like Rav Papa. If we try and put these two things together, we're going to come out of the question. Because we said that Shittas Rav Papa is, Paritz Ka'imed is good. Which means that if you have, by Schach Kosher and Schach Posel, if you have 50% Schach Kosher, 50% Schach Posel, it's kosher. So therefore, why when it comes to Schach and gaps, is it not the same thing? That if you have 50% schach and 50% gaps, it should also be kosher. What's the difference between paritz ka'imed when it comes to schach kosher and schach pasol than when it comes to schach and aver? So this is a question on Shittas Rashi, the way he explained, like we've spoken out until now, everything in Shittas Rashi. This is going to be very shver Shittas Rashi in the way that he explained the Gemara. Why does Rav Papa also require by schach and avir, 50%, 50%, why does he require that the schach needs to be oimid meruba? Now, two rishonim come, it's quite a lot of rishonim that come to Rashi's defense, but we're going to speak out two rishonim that came to Rashi's defense on this. This kasha, which I just spoke out, the second question, is a kasha Tosfos asked on Rashi, on Dachav Beis Amud Beis. Based on this kasha, Tosfos gives a completely different mahalach in how he understood kamal maro kamal mato, not like Rashi. We're not going to go into that at the moment, we're going to stay with Rashi. Now the Ran on the sugya and Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, the Ran comes to Rashi's defense and he wants to be mechalik between a case when you have schach kosher and schach posel in equal amounts on top of your sukkah, and the case we have equal amounts of schach and aver. The Ran says as follows. The Ran says a chiddush in tzel, that where does the requirement of shade in your sukkah come from? Zot the Ran, that there's a halacha that the schach on your sukkah needs to give shade, which means that says the Ran, that the way I measure the amount of schach you have on top of your sukkah is not by the actual amount, it's really measured by the amount of shade that it creates on the ground. Which would mean that in a case where you have 50% schach on the top of your sukkah, 50% gaps, where in reality we know the sun enlarges, which means that you're going to have much less shade than sun on the ground. So I look at that, says the Ran. I look at the ground and I say, on the ground we have more sun than shade, and therefore I'm going to use that as a way of being moided, of measuring the amount of schach on my sukkah, and I'm going to say the amount of schach on my sukkah, although it looks like it's 50%, but really, be'etzem, it's much less. Really, the schach is only a miut, and therefore the whole sukkah is posel, not because it doesn't create shade. The sukkah is posel because the schach is not a good schach because it didn't create enough shade. With this chiddush, the Ran wants to be mechalik between the two cases, that the Mishnah on daf, the case of schach and aver, when you have equal amounts, because the sun enlarges, therefore we're going to say that the sukkah is posel. Because there's not enough, therefore we're going to say that the schach is posel because it doesn't create enough shade. However, if you have schach and schach kosher and schach posel, like the Mishnah Daf Tezvov, we have equal amounts of schach kosher and schach posel on top of your sukkah, then it's going to be kosher. Why, says the Ran? Because when you look at the ground of your sukkah in this situation, really on the ground, 50% of the shade is coming from schach kosher and 50% of the shade is coming from schach posel. So therefore, on the ground, be'etzem, we have 50% of shade from schach kosher. So therefore, the sukkah is going to be kosher. The two situations are completely different. The situation where you have schach kosher and schach posel, the whole sukkah is covered in shade, and therefore, in reality, 50% of the shade is coming from schach kosher, and therefore the sukkah is kosher. Mashenke, when you have schach kosher on top of your sukkah and gaps, those gaps cause the sun to enlarge, and therefore there's more shade on the ground. And therefore, that's going to tell me how I measure the amount of schach on the sukkah I have, the amount of schach that I have on top is really a miut. That is the way that the Ran wants to answer Apshitas Rashi. That's one mahalach in Tzel. Another mahalach to answer up this question comes from the Rosh. The Rosh over here in Perek Beis, in Siman Hei, in Siman Gimel, he wants to answer up this question in a completely different way. And the Rosh wants to say another a completely different chiddush, and he wants to say that when it comes to 50% tzchach and 50% aver, says the Rosh, the davke gabi tzchach posel tzchach kosher manochim zeitz al zeh shach laske parts ka'imit. Aval gabi sukkah tzchach ve'aver, when you have a sukkah of tzchach and gaps, nitno halocha shehatzel meruba. There's a halocha l'moshi misinai that the tzel needs to be meruba, which means that the Rosh understands that the requirement of shade in the sukkah is nothing to do with the schach. It's not a halach in the schach. The Rosh is saying there's a separate halach in sukkah, halach in Moshe Misinai, that sukkah needs to have shade. And therefore, if you have 50% schach, 50% aver, the shade on the ground created is less than 50-50. And therefore, the sukkah is going to be possible. Not because there's not enough schach, the way the Ran understood it, that the tzel is the way I measure the schach, but rather, there's a halacha that you need to have shade, and when you have this amount of shade, the sukkah is possible. Masha'enke, says the Rosh, and the Mishnah Daf Tezvav, when you have 50% schach kosher, 50% schach possible, in that scenario, when you look on the ground of your sukkah, do you have shade? For sure you have shade. You've got shade. Even though half of the shade is coming from Tzchach Posel, that doesn't bother me. It's still shade. And therefore, yes, there's a halacha in the amount of Tzchach I need to have. There needs to be 50% Tzchach Kosher, 50% Tzchach Posel, because that's a halacha in the Tzchach, that the Tzchach needs to have at least 50% Tzchach Kosher. But when it comes to the shade in the sukkah, the shade in the sukkah can come from anywhere. And therefore, since I have shade in my sukkah, therefore my sukkah is kosher. So, we must start him with these two shittas, that we have here two mahalchim, two fundamentally different mahalchim, and how to understand the requirement of shade in the sukkah. Is the requirement of shade in the sukkah coming from, lefi the Ran, the Ran's shitta was, that the requirement for shade in the sukkah is not a requirement in as of itself, that you require to have shade. The requirement of shade is that schach needs to create shade. And if schach does not create shade, it's not schach. And therefore, if on the ground, if in a scenario you have 50% schach on your sukkah and 50% gaps, over there in such a scenario, the sun increases, and therefore, in reality, I can say that since the shade on the ground is a miut, I'm going to say also that the schach on top, the way I measure the amount of schach, the schach is also going to be a miut, and therefore the sukkah is going to be possible. Now, that is the way the Ran understood the requirement of shade, that it's coming from the schach. Masha'enk in the Rosh understood completely differently. That the requirement of shade in the sukkah is halacha in itself, that you need to have shade. Doesn't matter where the shade is coming from. The amount of schach, kosher schach posel, is another sukkah. You need to have 50% of each. You have to have at least 50% of schach kosher. But the shade is halacha of itself, that you need to have shade in your sukkah. It's a separate halacha on Moshe Messina. So, I think, so with these two ma'achim, we for sure can answer up Tosfos discussion Dachav Beis Amud Beis. And no longer do we have Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. How can the sugi bring of Papa lefi Rashi? Rav Papa's of the shita that parts ka'imid is mutter, which means if you have 50% tzchach kosher, 50% tzchach posel, it's going to be kosher. That's only by tzchach kosher and tzchach posel. But when it comes to tzchach and aver, where the sun enlarges below, what are you going to say like the Ran? That causes me to measure the amount of tzchach on top as being a miut. Whether you learn like the Rosh, that the sukkah is possible because there's not enough tzel, there's a lack of tzel. Either way, Rav Papa would agree in this scenario, that Be'etzem, the sukkah in such a scenario is going to be possible, even though Be'etzem you had 50% of tzchach on top. Coming back to the main question that we were asking, on Rashi and Daf Beis, Lachera, if we learn that Rashi is going like the Ran, then I think everything is Miyoshev. We asked, Rashi on the Mishnah Daf Beis says, Chamos Amrum Betzilas is possible. If you have more sun than shade is possible. And we said, according to Rashi, in the Mishnah Daf Beis, this Mishnah refers to the amount of shade on the ground. The Mishnah is referring to the ground. It's only possible if you have more sun than shade. That if it's 50% sun, 50% shade on the ground, then it's going to be kosher. But Rashi said the very perplexing words. Rashi added, "Val shem asrach kari sukkah." Rashi starts off saying that the mute tzel is bottle beroyev chama, which would be very good talking about the amount of shade on the ground. But Rashi ends off, "Val shem asrach kari sukkah." The sukkah is called the sukkah because of the schach, meaning that this is a halach in schach. But in schach, we need to have at least 50% schach, 50% avir. But we said that according to Rashi, this whole Mishnah is talking about the ground, and therefore we said it's very shver. I think that Alpi, if we're going to say that Rashi is learning like Shittas HaRan in Tzel, I think we can answer this question. Rashi understood, like the Ran, that Tzel is not a requirement in and of itself, like the Rosh. Tzel is a requirement in schach. Schach needs to create shade, and if it doesn't create enough shade, it's not schach. Meila Rashi says, the miut of tzel in the Mishnah is bottle to the roiv chama, and therefore there's not enough shade. Finishes of Rashi, val shema schach kori sukkah. A sukkah is called a sukkah because of the schach, which means that if you don't have schach on top of your sukkah, then the sukkah is possible. Why? So we ask, why is Rashi adding these words in? Because if you don't have enough shade on your sukkah, then be'etzem it's not a psul in and of itself that there's not enough shade. It's a psul in the schach. When you don't have enough shade in your sukkah, it turns out the way I measure the amount of schach on top of the sukkah, there's not going to be enough. And therefore, that's why Rashi ends off with these words, v'ashem ha'schach kari sukkah. If you don't have enough shade, it's a problem with your schach, and without schach, the sukkah is possible because the sukkah is called sukkah because of the schach. I've got more, but if there's not enough time. Time up?
2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. So just one extra knesh. We're saying Rashi is learning like the Ran. L'chaira, Rashi adds in words which the Ran wouldn't have had to say. The Ran, when he says that the sukkah, when it's 50% schach and 50% avion, the Ran would say that when you have more sun than shade on the ground, the sukkah is possible. Why is it possible? Because that tells me that the way I measure the amount of schach on the sukkah, the schach is be'etzem amiyut. The Ran doesn't have to add in these words that Rashi says, amiyut botel beroy varu kamishayinu. We don't need to say that the shade is bottled to the chama. Stam, there's not enough shade. And memeila, the schach, the way I measure the schach, there's not enough schach, because the schach is nimdat kfi the amount of shade. When Rashi adds in these words, Amir Botel Baroy Bari Kamishayinu, Rashi sounds like Rashi is saying a completely different knesh. Rashi seems to be saying that really bad Sam, you don't need to have 50% schach. You don't need to have 50% shade. You don't need to have 50% chama. That's not a requirement in and of itself. Really bad Sam, Rashi's holding that any amount of shade is enough. A sukkah needs to create shade. It creates some shade, it's good enough. No avos of Rashi, if you're not going to have at least 50% shade, then the shade is going to be bottled to the roiv chama, and therefore it's kamishayin, and there's no shade b'chlal. So therefore, that's why Rashi is saying that you need, that's why the Mishnah is saying that you need to have 50% shade, 50% sun, in order to be kosher. Not because there's a requirement of that itself, but because if you don't have that amount, then it's going to be bottled b'roiv. Most of what I said today was said over in the shir of Shmuel Woman, my magachin in Mir. Shkarech for listening. Hi.